You're listening to SBS News.
The politics started before the 47th meeting of the Council of Australian Governments actually began. Climate protesters attempted to conduct a citizen's arrest on Resources Minister Matt Canavan, who's one of the most vocal supporters of the controversial Adani coal mine, at a nearby cafe. Footage uploaded to social media shows a woman telling Senator Canavan he's under arrest for being what she terms a climate criminal. They continue to shout as he leaves the cafe. After that, it was all business. State and territory leaders made a number of pledges, including to ban the export of plastic, paper, glass and tyres. It comes as Australia experiences a recycling crisis brought on by China's decision to stop importing recyclables from other countries that isn't 99.5% pure. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says no recycling should end up in oceans or landfill.
There's an implied promise that when you take that plastic bottle and you put it in that little plastic bin, that it's not going to end up in the ocean somewhere or on a river somewhere. People think it's going to be recycled, but only about 12% of it is.
A timeline is yet to be announced, but David O'Loughlin, the president of the Local Government Association, says it's an important first step.
Local governments at the coalface of collecting and sorting waste. We've got households right across the nation who do their best to make sure that they sort their waste out at home, put it in the right bin, and their confidence of late has been dented. We need to do better, and we must do better.
Australians seeking to learn new skills and businesses looking for qualified employees will be at the centre of an overhauled vocational education system. Ministers have agreed to put more effort into ensuring training systems are working properly amid a growing skills shortage. The federal government funded a National Skills Commission in its April budget to work with industry to design training courses, but it's yet to be established. Mr. Morrison says training Australians for the jobs of a modern economy is among the country's biggest challenges.
These are high-level issues that we've agreed on today to ensure that we're getting people trained for the jobs that they are doing and will be doing, and that employers need to grow their businesses and grow our economy.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian somewhat surprisingly joined other state leaders in endorsing a plan for the Murray-Darling River system. It comes amid calls from within Ms. Berejiklian's own government to ditch the agreement. The Premiers and Chief Ministers agreed to fast-track infrastructure for improving water availability, signed on to a response to the Productivity Commission's five-year assessment of the plan, and endorsed a new Inspector General of Murray-Darling Basin Water Resources. Ms. Berejiklian says working closer with other states will positively impact on struggling rural New South Wales communities.
We signed an agreement today through the Murray-Darling Basin Plan to provide infrastructure funding to communities to ensure water capacity moving forward into the future, and I look forward to ongoing discussions in that regard.
South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall agrees everyone needs to cooperate.
We need to be working together at this difficult time so that we can implement that plan, but do it in a way which is going to be respectful for communities all along the Murray-Darling Basin.
Leaders also agreed to better coordinate suicide prevention programs. Individual jurisdictions are expected to pilot specific initiatives. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, who established a Royal Commission into Mental Health after winning last year's state election, says each state and territory has a role to play in easing the nation's mental health issues.
All of us are doing good things to make a broken mental health system better, to support some of the most vulnerable in our nation at their most vulnerable time. We can, of course, do more and we can do better.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is hailing the move, saying some people in her state have been hit hard by recent natural disasters.
I really commend the Commonwealth working with all of the states and territories about tackling issues around mental health. Nothing is more important than people and ensuring that people get back on their feet after a natural disaster.
Among other pledges made was to reduce bureaucratic economic barriers to allow businesses to grow, improve population planning and management, consider reforms to early childhood education, and recommit to the Closing the Gap strategy. Leaders also signed off on the fourth stage of the national plan to reduce violence against women and their children, and agreed to establish a so-called regional ministers' forum to try and deliver better economic and social outcomes for rural communities. Evan Young, SBS News.